Wonderful to be here in beautiful Toronto, and it's extra wonderful because I wasn't sure if I was going to make it. I was held up in immigration for an hour, and as you may know, the B'nai B'rith didn't want me to come here. And they have been running propaganda campaigns for years, trying to call this and call the whole Palestine movement a kind of manifestation of hate. And that's not true. This is a manifestation of love for humanity. But if you love humanity, you have to hate lies and injustice. And lies and injustice go together because people have a natural disposition for justice. In Islam, we call that the fitra, the innate fitra, the innate human nature, which loves justice and hates injustice. That was given to us by God. And to make us go along with injustice, they have to lie to us. And over and over and over, we see examples of how to get people to go to war. They have to lie. They have to stage false flag events. They have to convince people that they are being attacked by an outside aggressor when in fact there is no such threat. They have to make this group a group that's standing up for justice and peace and love and reaching out to humanity. They have to try to falsely claim that we are really about hate and aggression. Now the Zionists have been practicing this for a century, of turning black into white, up into down, truth into lies. So before I go into my top 10 Zionist lies, I do want to mention that Yemen, like Palestine, is suffering from what can be honestly called a genocide. Under international law, both Palestine and Yemen are being genocided. So let's remember,
Shame, shame, Al Saud! Shame, shame, Al Saud!
Shame, shame,
Al Saud!
Shame, shame,
Al Saud!
Shame, shame, Al Saud! Shame, shame, Al Saud! So the lies about Yemen are maybe not as long term, because it hasn't been going on for as long in this form. But let me get into my list of how the Zionists have thus far managed to succeed in their project through lies. What are maybe my top 10 lies? Let's start out with the lie that Palestine is somehow holier to Jews than to Muslims and Christians. That's a lie. It's holy to all of us. We've been together there for centuries. It's the holy land for all of us, Abrahamic monotheists. And we, Muslims and Christians and Jews, all honor Abraham and David, Daoud, these prophets. It's the holy land for everybody in Abrahamic monotheism. So the idea that it's somehow special to only one group that represents a tiny fraction of the world's Abrahamic monotheists is a lie. Big lie number two. The Jews are the original inhabitants of Palestine. It's just not true. There are no original inhabitants, really. People have been crossing through Palestine for millennia, for the whole history of humanity, practically. And to the extent that there really are indigenous inhabitants of Palestine, that would be the people who've been living there now, which are basically the Palestinians, including some Palestinian Jews. Not the Zionist Europeans who came in and took over. Big lie number three. And my friends at Naturae Cartae know this one all too well. The lie is that Judaism calls for Jews to take over Palestine and establish a state. That's just not true. I have a PhD and it involves comparative religion. And Judaism clearly is saying that it's the Messiah, the Messianic times when the lion lies down with the lamb, that God is going to establish this return of Jews to Palestine. There's nothing about Jews having to force God's hand by invading and stealing Palestine for themselves. And I salute Naturae Cartae for standing up for that truth of Judaism.
Thank you.
The fourth big lie is that Christianity says that Jews are supposed to invade Palestine and take over and establish a state. Christianity says no such thing. Some very wealthy people apparently paid a two-bit flim-flam man named Cyrus P. Schofield to publish an Oxford University Press version of the Bible, footnoted in such a way as to brainwash the less aware Christians into believing that. But it's just not true. Christianity says no such thing. Big lie number five, that was back in Zionist history, the Zionist movement knew that it couldn't say we want Palestine, that would be too inflammatory. So they said, we just want this secular, godless Jewish state anywhere. It could be in Africa. And of course, that wasn't true. They were lying. They were out for Palestine from the get-go. Big lie number six, they said, we don't want a state, we just want a homeland. And certainly, you know, as the Balfour Declaration says, we're not going to displace the native Arabs. We're not going to prejudice the native people there at all. And that was a lie, because they knew from the get-go that their plan was ethnic cleansing and establishing a Jewish supremacy state. Big lie number seven is that they attacked us. We are the defenders. We're defending our land against these aggressors, these outside aggressors attacking us. Wait a minute. Who crossed the ocean to take whose land? That one is pretty obviously false. Big lie. Shame, England. Shame, shame, England. Shame, shame, England. That's right. The British Empire has a long history of crimes to atone for. And big lie number eight is they are the terrorists. They are the terrorists, not us. I'm sorry, Zionists, you are the terrorists!
Zionism is terrorism!
Zionism is terrorism!
Terrorism!
From Yemen to Palestine! Occupation
is a crime!
From Yemen to Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
So, terrorism established the state of Israel, and it continues to establish the state of Israel to this day. Terrorism is intentionally targeting civilians, and the whole civilian population of Palestine is targeted for removal or extermination by the Zionist movement, and they have not hesitated to repeatedly, intentionally attack civilian targets ever since the Zionist movement existed. The King David Hotel bombing, the long list of false flags, starting with the Levant Affair in the 1950s, the USS Liberty attack in 1967, and on and on and on. Terrorism, terrorism, terrorism is what the Zionists have for breakfast every morning. It's what they live and breathe, and they have the gall to call us the terrorists. And then they go one bit further and they call us Nazis, or allied to the Nazis. The Zionist movement was in fact allied to the Nazis. Both the Zionists and the Nazis historically had the same goal, which is to get the Jews out of Europe. They're both racists. They both can't live with other people. And indeed, in the book 51 Documents, the Jewish researcher Lenny Brenner has published the actual letter from the predecessor to today's IDF offering to fight on behalf of Nazi Germany against the British during World War II. Fighting with Hitler in World War II, that's what they wanted to do. That was the IDF. And they call us Nazis. Big lie number 10, the Nazi crimes justify the theft of Palestine. You only have to think for 10 seconds or maybe less to realize how ludicrous that is. If Nazi crimes justify the theft of anybody's land or the use of anyone's land to establish a Jewish state, I suppose that would be Germany, wouldn't it? It's ridiculous. Well, there's so many of these that the top 10 list has to go on for a few more. Supplementary top 11 crime is that Israel supports democracy and human rights. Democracy and human rights. They've ethnically cleansed the majority of the people who should be voting in their elections. And they call it democracy? Wow. And human rights? These are the people who drop white phosphorus on civilians, who purposely target ambulances and hospitals and UN installations and shelters, and they mow down kids. They allow IDF soldiers to sport shoot Palestinian children playing on sidewalks and schoolyards, playing soccer on beaches, and they mow the lawn in Gaza every few years, killing thousands of Palestinians for no particular reason, the vast majority of them non-combatants, and they call this human rights? No. Big lie number off the charts. 12, I guess. They claim that the Jews of the world need Israel for protection. Protection! Protection! So they're saying the way to protect Jews is to gather Jews of the world and commit abominable crimes in the Holy Land and shove all the Jews together on a small bit of land in the Holy Land and commit such horrible atrocities that everybody hates them and their neighbors don't accept them. This is making Jews safe? I don't think so. This is putting Jews in danger. And finally, the last of the big lies, and I could go on for a while, but I'll leave it with this one. The big lie that it's really all America's fault and Zionists are just powerless actors. And this is the big lie we hear from the left, the activists, the peace people. A lot of good people buy into this. Noam Chomsky spreads this, but it is a lie. The lie that the Zionists don't have any power in Canada, which some people say is owned by a certain family named Bronfman, which is an organized crime family that made their money importing drugs into the United States. Liquor, of course, during Prohibition. And they have no power here? I don't think so. They basically own the place, people. I'm sorry. And in the United States, Zionists have no real power there? Look who Congress cheers for. They don't cheer for the American president. They cheer for Bibi Netanyahu. Why is that? Because Zionists give about half of all of the money that flows into the American political campaigns, and Zionists own about half or more of the big mainstream media and run it. Some would say far more than half. And there is an Zionist power configuration that can mobilize about 100,000 plus people. They have hundreds of millionaires behind them. And they've taken over U.S. Middle East policy, and they've taken over Canadian Middle East policy. They've steered, and this is where I'm controversial. This is why they don't want me to come here and speak, is because I will stand up and tell you that I've done more than a decade of research on what happened on September 11, 2001 in New York and Washington. And this was a coup d'etat organized by insiders in the United States government and outsiders from Israel. And it was a coup d'etat by Zionism in the United States of America, and we need to reverse it.
The most protection that the Jews have the last 2,000 years is rent in the Muslim countries.
Yes. Occupation is a crime. So that's the lie that I've been working on for the last 10 years. And the rest of the false flags, the Gladio 2 operation that followed up on Operation Gladio, which produced virtually all of the so-called left-wing terrorism during the Cold War in Europe. Today, that same program continues with, it's run by NATO, that is the United States, and Israel to some extent. And it continues to create false flag terrorism designed to incite Islamophobia and keep this war on Islam and this war on Palestine, which is disguised as a war on terrorism, going. And so we need the truth about all these things to stop these lies and stop all lies, because lies are the mother of injustice. If we get the truth out, people are going to stand up for justice. And thank all of you for standing up for truth and justice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.